Okay, in our next segment, all right, yours truly, H. Bosch Jr. and his Triple E segment interviews my good friend and a friend of the station, Miss Sheena Goodheim, author, playwright, and motivational speaker about her best-selling book. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and happy holidays to you and the family.
Yes, yes, definitely happy holidays.
Yes. So let's dig right in. What to look for or look out for in the year of 2020?
Well, definitely in 2020, I'm shaking and moving. I have my book signing for Barnes & Noble February 1st, and I've been booked for Philly, Atlantic City, and North Carolina so far.
Bless your heart twice. Wow. So are you working on book two? And if so, what is it going to be, or how is it going to be different?
I'm working on book two. With this book, it's going to be a little bit more detailed and actually a little bit of information about me.
Okay. So how are you going to, or are you going to be traveling? Because I see you all over the place.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to travel more. It's in the cards. The Lord got it, and I'm claiming it.
Well, if he got it, you claim it. It's yours.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you thought about doing any workshops for the coming year? And if so, you know right here, yours truly is on board, you know?
Yes, I'm definitely looking to do some workshops about, you know, writing books and also just getting people in the mindset of taking down their masks and unveiling themselves.
Great. Have you thought about starting a group?
I have. I'm still contemplating on how I'm going to shake and move that, but I have. I definitely wouldn't mind starting a domestic violence group and actually an empowerment group.
Great, great. I think you are a living testament to that, and how you share your story, it will empower so many people and bring them out of the closet to talk about their story. So what are your goals for the coming year?
My goals for the coming year is definitely to skyrocket and, you know, empower and motivate,
network
and all the et ceteras, you know, just shake and move and hit all these different states and just bring out the things that people are afraid to talk about with themselves.
Uh-huh. And I love this. You know, this was one of my favorite questions when I was putting things together, because, you know, I gave you that nickname, right? Yours truly. So what has changed about the lady behind the mask?
I definitely embrace my name that you gave me.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And, you know, I'm definitely stepping out my box. I'm stepping out my comfort zone and not just sticking to certain things. I've definitely just unveiled the mask and I'm doing it a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. If there could be anything you can change, what would it be?
That is definitely a good question. Honestly, if I change anything, I think it would just be about me not being afraid to speak out a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely stepping into a different platforms.
Okay, yep, a different arena.
Yes.
Right, a different theater, so to speak. So if you haven't, you need to, and that is, have you ever thought about traveling overseas? Because there's a market waiting for the lady behind the mask.
You know, it's a thought, because actually my book is over there in London.
So really?
Yeah, it is. It's
wow,
out in the UK.
Way. And I'm going to London and Paris in July.
You taking me?
For my
me?
Birthday. You know, you guys, did you tell her? How did she find that out? My goodness. Goodness. I thought that was a surprise, you know? So, what's some important facts about the lady behind the mask?
Definitely, she's very determined. She's a hard worker. She is a go-getter. She's one of those ones that I am going for everything, whatever's in the way. I'm moving it out the way and being determined about it.
Great, great. So who in your eyes paved the way for you to speak about your truth?
I would say my mom. She taught me how to be a very strong individual and not to shy away from things.
How about that? Anyone you want to give a shout out and tell people how they can reach out and get involved with your movement?
Okay, definitely I want to shout out my team, CEO. I want to also shout out all my friends that work with the Sheena Master Motivation, my kids, Liana and Samira, and all my friends that support me and behind my vision. And how you contact me is definitely Sheena Master Motivation on Facebook, my Sheena author page. You can hit me up on Instagram at Testimony for Life. You can also find me at 518-930-6313 is my telephone number, and my email is Escadine, which is spelled S-G-O-U-R-D-I-N-E 16@gmail.com.
How about that? Well, you know, what I like about us is when you come on, you always are good and right to the point. And I like to say nice guys finish fast, not last. So definitely. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank you for what you continue to do. You are definitely a true, true difference maker. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. So for those of you, all right. No, I'm going to let my co-host close it out.
Mm-hmm. That was WOOC correspondent H. Bosch Jr. with Triple E segment interviewing Sheena Goodine, local author, playwright, and motivational speaker.
How about that? She is just a wonderful, wonderful soul and a kindred spirit, and I wish her nothing but God's continued grace and mercy and favor. We are blessed to have her part of the Capital Region.